Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. I do want to remind you that you can download our podcast and listen with all of our shows and take us with you and share us. Also, make sure that you're checking our social, because every day we are there lifting you up and starting your day in a positive way. I do want to give out our phone number, and that phone number is 805-419-0008. You can text us or call us. And of course, I love to start our show with something uplifting. Today's is Make Each Day Your Masterpiece. We've got an incredible giveaway for you. And if you haven't already gone to the Great Junk Hunt over at the Ventura Fairgrounds, we've got tickets and we'd love to get those in your hands. All you have to do is call us or text us at 805-419-0008. Leave us your name, your number, and your email and say, we want tickets. We'd love to get those. And, of course, we always love to have you let us know that we're doing a great job. And, of course, today I am playing some of my best ofs, and I know you're going to love them. Stay with us all the way through our show. My first guest, and I am so excited. She's been on my show many years ago. And it's funny because I'm bringing back some of my best. And I am so excited to introduce and bring back on Wendy Lynn Phillips. And, of course, her beautiful book, Naked to Knockout. She has another an event coming up, Exhausted to Empowered. And, of course, we're going to be talking about really the third quarter shift to living your best life. This is so in line with what I'm doing. It's really about really lifting yourself up to who you really want to be. And sometimes we have to see ourselves as that before we get there. And we have to have that vision. So again, I'm really excited. Wendy Lynn Phillips, please join us.
Thank you, Kim.
Yes,
I'm so excited to be here with you.
Thank you so much. Tell everybody a little bit about yourself and, of course, the current work that you're doing.
Well, thank you, Kim. From coast to coast, I'm
right
here on the other side of the U.S. And women are the same all across the globe. I really think it's just beautiful work. I'm so inspired by women, what all we do, what we've done, what we've overcome. And, you never know what someone's going through. And I've had a lot of opportunity in my life over the past 40 years in business to talk about it over coffee, over wine, over lipstick, in offices,
I love
at the beach, at conferences, right?
Yeah.
So anyway, what prompted me to write my first book, The Naked to Knockout, from Beauty from the Inside Out, was very different from where I am today. And while I certainly loved being able to speak to so many women and so many conferences over the last 12 years with that message, I personally realized, my goodness, I'm in a third quarter.
I know.
Isn't that crazy? You've had that halftime talk, right, with yourself?
Yeah.
Like the first half, okay, the marriage is good. We've built a beautiful home. I'm so blessed. My children, yada, yada. I mean, life happens. This sucks. That's so right. Life happened. And all of a sudden, you look weird and you've got lines. And what are these gray hairs? And oh, my gosh.
Wendy, you know what? It's so funny. I think that third chapter is life happens.
Life happens. There you go.
Life happens.
True.
And for all of us,
I mean, you know, it's I heard this a long time ago that we're all in the same storm. We're just in a different boat. Okay. And so don't feel like you're all alone. And some people get isolated and they isolate themselves. And that's really what the pandemic really did for so many people. And now it's like, we're back. We can share this with everyone. And so I love that you're bringing that, you know, the third quarter shift to living your best life. It's time to wake up and know that this is not this is the real thing, right? It's not a dress rehearsal in any way whatsoever.
The show must go on. The beautiful part, right, too, is that where there possibly was a caterpillar creeping or even a cocoon where you felt trapped in, you know, now there are butterflies emerging. And if not yet, you can be butterfly emerging. You know, there is a struggle to get out of the cocoon. And so a lot of women, you know, whether fictitiously or real, have felt trapped in different ways, both in business, perhaps personally, in relationships, and mostly our own mind, right? Mm-hmm. But allowing yourself to just flourish and grow is really so much part of the journey. So, yeah, I've had a shift now to not only focus on beauty from the inside out and focusing on the outside with women's message and what your body language is saying about you, how to improve your brand, how to improve your presence, the power of making a great first impression. But I really wanted to dive more than just that and really try to understand why people act the way they would. You know, so that led into some different certifications and work that I've done the last couple of years to, you know, prepare me for kind of, I guess, what I'm doing more today with, you know, helping people really lean in to what their best life is.
I love it. Wendy, you know, even years ago, I was a hair therapist, okay? So I used to help people from the outside in. And now I really help people from the inside out. And so, you know, we have changed on the outside. Okay, yes, maybe, you know, you have some wrinkles. Maybe you have some gray hair, like you mentioned. Maybe you're not as fit as you used to be. But this is the transportation that we were brought into this world. And so it's still not too late to make a difference, correct?
Amen to that. Well, in fact, you have more experience now than you've ever had. So technically, you're more qualified, right?
Exactly. And so what would be the first step for somebody that is, you know, it's funny, like, yes, you said we have all this experience, but sometimes we don't hear it till all of a sudden we hear it. Like, what we don't know, right?
Until you know it, it's true.
It's
true. So isn't that part of the self-actualization, right? You know, maybe someone else has been telling you or your husband or your children, and it's hard to hear it from them. And or maybe it's not hard. It's just you don't know what to do about it. And sometimes we settle for, well, that's just how I'm made, or that's just my personality, or you know, which part of that is true, but part of that is, okay, how is this affecting others? And could I do it better? Could I have a little bit of development or understanding how that's affecting others negatively? And because of that, it causes me to want to improve, right? So, I always do this. Some little visual with your hands wide open. And if you spread your fingers out and really open your hands and kind of do this little bring it on, you know, with your hands, just kind of be open and bring it on. I want to learn. I want to grow. I do not want to be 50, 60, or 70 and be done. I don't want to be done.
I love
I
that. I'm doing that right
die
now.
Die growing, right? Let's grow.
Yes. You know, and that's it, you know, kind of like what I actually brought into the show, the very first thing as my, you know, moment of uplifting is what standards and self-worth are you sharing for yourself? What are those? And you know, early on, I used to teach this to my children, is if you're going to do something, do it your best.
Mm-hmm.
That's all we have, right, is our best. So I know that you have always been into branding, and you always dress amazing. And I'm going to say that is really important to me, and what was really attractive to working with you, too, is I feel the same way. I want to dress for success. And so even if you're not working anymore, dressing for success for your day is so important.
Right.
You feel better. You can take on the world. You show up better. Do you agree?
That's right. That's right. Well, and it's just what you said. You in fact, you shouldn't do it for anyone else. You should do it first for you. You are worth looking your best, getting up, getting dressed, looking in the mirror and liking what you see, right? So, yeah, I think that whole part, I mean, even, you know, performing good to be accepted is, for me and what I've seen in my life and my involvement, that is what I did in the first and second quarter.
Mm-hmm.
Now, fortunately, I've realized this is not how I want to finish the fourth quarter.
Oh,
performing
okay.
For
so
others.
Yes.
Have
so
it know, right?
That. Yeah. So share, how do you want to finish? What's your vision for you?
All right. Well, asking me, I want to finish leaning in to my calling instead of just having had a job, the job of motherhood, the wife, which are very high on my important priority scale. But but as a businesswoman, I also don't want to just have a job and a title that I'm known for. I want to, you know, where could I have added more value and I didn't? I don't want to say that. I want to figure that out now and lean into what is my calling, not just what is my job.
Got it. I love that. And so how can our listeners find their calling?
Well, so it is a process. And, you know, I always say a job is just what you get paid for, and a calling is what you were made for.
Ooh,
so
I like that.
Yeah, it is good. And so when I work with people today and, you know, go through some series and processes, and I've got analytical data that helps us through some assessments, you know, really figure out where we self-sabotage, where do we fall short with derailers and the things that cause us stress, and, you know, how do we go, oh, crap, I did it again. You know, I didn't mean to respond like that, but I did. You know, our children still push us, our own children. You and I were talking about that already.
Yes.
whether they moved out and moved back, or, you know, then it's both the blessing and the curse sometimes to, you know, see them grow in relationships and see them grow as parents themselves. And sometimes it's hard to also see them make the same mistakes we made when we try to keep them from making those mistakes. So, you know, there's a lot that I think raising children help us see about ourselves where, you know, we want to get it better. So, yeah, I think that learning to not question our calling and the comparison that we as women do, oh, my word, gracious. Anyway,
Yeah, but, you could get into a lot of that.
That would be a whole other conversation, right? Comparisons.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
Anyway, so, you know, women love to be helpful because a lot of times that really converts to the acceptance. But, you know, leaning into boundaries, learning how to be a bit of a better enforcer because it comes from a place of me having to honor myself and my worth and knowing my limits. And I think that really gives you power to be able to empower others.
I love that. And it kind of goes right back to your standard. Boundaries are just made from your standards. So what standards are you, you know, living for? What is, and again, what is your calling? You know, I mean, I think it's a big circle right there. And I love that. So let me ask you, you do a lot of business coaching as I do. You talk about three ways we sabotage our calling. Can you talk about those?
I can quickly. So a lot of times that happens because we're in fact serving in the wrong role or, you know, even worse, sometimes in the same job. And so it's really a mindset, right? If you ever find yourself thinking, oh, just two more days till Friday, or, you know, four more years until I retire, that you're just holding out, you're just counting down days and hours for some big end goal, you're really setting yourself up for a lack, you know, instead of fulfillment. Because if you can't find that now, you know, you have to look at today. I mean, first, we're not guaranteed tomorrow. So if you're not living your best life today, you're certainly not going to live it in 4 years when you get some retirement, right?
Right.
That, I'm telling you, that is not going to happen. I've seen too many women and men, quite frankly, you know, go through that. But I, you know, we live by going through the motions instead of leaning in to that calling. So we question our calling. You know, we do that when we compare. She's so much better at that? Well, you know, maybe this isn't really what I'm supposed to be doing. Or we hit the wall and we kind of feel like we lose our mojo again instead of figuring out how to shift. How to, I don't need to know everything about AI and GPT-chat. I don't need to know everything about that. And unless I'm in tech.
If I'm
I need to hire the right people. That's what I need to do.
And hire the people that can make you look good and feel good. Yes.
Amen, sister. That's the truth.
I'm so there with you. I'm like, it's not in my wheelhouse.
Know your strengths, lean into them, and hire people to do the rest.
I used to say,
do what only you do, and then hire anyone else to do what anyone else can do.
Right.
That's really part of a hard to get there. It's easy to say that, but I do understand the strategy and the planning of getting to that point in your life is a process, but every journey starts with the first step. So wherever you are, you start there.
I love that.
Yeah.
I know we have like 1 minute left. Talk to us, like, what's the most important thing that you usually share? The brighter side of life.
Well, I think it would be something we've already said a bit, but it's your calling. What were you made for? And not just be willing to stay in a job that you're paid for. So showing up, counting hours, clocking in, clocking out. You know, there's so much more to you. Mm-hmm. So much more to you than that. And that leads to exhaustion and burnout. And that's exactly why my upcoming webinar is called Exhausted to Empowered. And so I'll talk a whole lot about how I can, you know, help people go from that to that on the webinar. But it's next month, October 25th. They can connect with me at Empower Edge Solutions. EmpowerEdgeSolutions.com.
All right. Wendy, always so much fun talking to you. We're so in line with each other. Definitely, I'm going to reach out because you're going to come back. We're going to dig a little bit deeper into this. And again, Wendy Lynn Phillips, look her up on Empower Edge Solution. Thank you so much. And of course, we're going to take a really quick break, but I do have an incredible giveaway. I've got tickets to the Great Junk Hunt in Ventura at the fairgrounds. And of course, I'd love to get some tickets in your hands. Call us or text us right now at 805-419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
At Hadnup Camarillo, located in the heart of the beautiful Santa Rosa Valley, is a locally owned, multi-regional classic Italian restaurant with an extensive wine list. You'll be greeted with warm, friendly, attentive service. Wednesday evenings from 3 to 8 p.m., Hadnup Camarillo offers a signature three-course menu for $25. For a bit more casual atmosphere, check out Trivia Thursdays in their beer garden with a full bar and craft beer selections. If you're into live music, come see some of Ventura County's premier local talent where you can dance the night away on a large dance floor. Manhattan of Camarillo's private wine and banquet room holds up to 40 people. Make your reservations today or book your next private party. Dinner is served Tuesday through Saturday with easy access off the 101 at Pleasant Valley Road.
Call today for a reservation at 805-388-5550.
That's 805-388-5550. Or go to themanhattanofcamarillo.com.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out SurvivalSwimWithKim.com. That's SurvivalSwimWithKim.com or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
Are you worried your perfect customers are finding you online, then clicking away because your website makes your business look outdated? Imagine this, having a website that reflects your expertise and professionalism. Peace of mind knowing your website is kept up to date and secure. A managed hosting plan, especially for your website. If you're ready to have all that you imagined, visit webweaversconsulting.com for WordPress website packages, maintenance plans, and hosting plans. Webweavers Consulting will make your website work for you so you can focus on making a difference in your own unique way. That's webweaversconsulting.com.
TNT Anger Management Services knows that sometimes we get overwhelmed at work and home with our deadline. Try these three tips to help you regain order and focus. Number one, staying focused on the priority should be your main objective. Number two, we all know the word multitasking is highly overrated, so try to keep it simple. Number three, set boundaries for yourself, eliminating side talk and chatter, which can be really disrupting when you have a deadline. These are just some ways to collect oneself, complete your lead task. For more information, visit TNTAMS.com. Or if you're experiencing a lack of focus and anger, please feel free to call Norman Thatcher, the facilitator and owner of TNT Anger Management, directly, 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255, or go to TNTAMS.com.
The Kim Pagano Show is proud to partner with the eWomen Network as they continue to help millions of women entrepreneurs achieve their goal of $1 million in annual revenue. The eWomen Network accelerated events take place the first Wednesday of each month at the beautiful Los Robles Greens in Thousand Oaks. The event will include lunch with wonderful speakers talking about relevant topics for your business and many opportunities to network with potential clients and make connections. Come join the fun and elevate your business. The eWomen Network only requires one lifetime member fee and a monthly fee to stay active on their website. Come find out how the eWomen Network is different than the other networking groups. Apply now on their website at
eWomenNetwork/chapters/Calabasas-665. That's eWomenNetwork/chapters/Calabasas-665.
TNT Anger Management Services knows that sometimes we get overwhelmed at work and home with our deadline. Try these three tips to help you regain order and focus. Number one, staying focused on the priority should be your main objective. Number two, we all know the word multitasking is highly overrated, so try to keep it simple. Number three, set boundaries for yourself, eliminating side talk and chatter, which can be really disrupting when you have a deadline. These are just some ways to collect oneself, complete your lead task. For more information, visit TNTAMS.com. Or if you're experiencing a lack of focus and anger, please feel free to call Norman Thatcher, the facilitator and owner of TNT Anger Management, directly. 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255. Or go to TNTAMS.com.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses, or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
I do have an incredible giveaway. I've got tickets to the Great Junk Hunt in Ventura at the fairgrounds. And, of course, I'd love to get some tickets in your hands. Call us or text us right now at 805-419-0008. Welcome back, everyone. And, again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. And, of course, if you have a business, or a story, or a passion, or a calling, we want to talk to you here on the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. And of course, if you are kind of hit that wall and you need somebody to work with, I'd love you to book a call with me. And of course, that number is 805-419-0008. And also, you can text me on that number. And I'm super excited to talk with my next guest, Dr. Udo Erasmus. I hope I said that right, but we're going to be talking about strong bones at any age. This is a big thing, and Dr. Udo's pioneering work in health and wellness started over 40 years ago as a prominent voice in a healthy fats and oil movement. And so we're going to talk a little bit about what fats that heal and fats that kill. And he had actually sold 250,000 copies. So let's welcome Dr. Udo. Are you there?
I'm here.
How are you?
I'm almost as good as you are, Kim, and I'm fabulous.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Talk to us. I mean, first of all, you have been doing this for a really long time, and like I was doing hair for a really long time, and now I'm radio. What led you into this? Because I always think it's kind of a journey to get to where we are today.
Well, I got poisoned by pesticides because I
see. I knew it. I love that. I mean, I don't love that you did that, but I know that there's always a passion behind what you did. So, wow, talk to us about that.
Yeah, something had to get my attention. You know, I was careless and I wasn't thinking about health. And then I got hammered and I said, you know, maybe health is important.
Wow. What were you doing when you had that pesticide?
I was spraying pesticides as a job. I walked barefoot through the pesticides over the lawns I sprayed and the skin peeled off.
Oh my gosh. I just had this whole talk with my husband. Because he wanted to spray the weeds. And he goes, oh, honey, you're just so – I go, no, oh, my gosh, we worry about what we eat. And then you go and spray that, and you don't wear anything, and it's going to get into your – so that's exactly what you talked about, right?
Yep, that's what I'm talking about. Somebody said to me, aren't you worried you're going to get poisoned? I said, nah, I'm immune. We call that testosterone poisoning. Young men sometimes do really stupid things until they get hit by up the side of the head.
Oh my gosh, I can't wait to share this with my husband. Oh my gosh. So, yeah.
How bad was it? Let me ask you that.
Well, I had cancer to look forward to. I had no energy. I was 38. You know, if I walked around a city block, I had to rest. I was like an 80-year-old. Now I'm over 80, and I have a lot. I have more energy than I had when I was 38.
what a passionate story for. That's just incredible. I mean, so I want to make sure all my listeners hear that. And I'm going to be sending this right to my husband and all his friends that said, oh, my God, your wife worries too much about that. And then I didn't want my dogs to go out on the grass that they just sprayed it, you know. And they're like, oh, they're not going to, you know, get sick from it. So thank you. I think that there's like a little God incident that comes down and shares a story with you so that you can go, you're not really crazy. This is really something you need to look
exactly.
at.
Exactly. That's right.
I love it. So talk to us. I know today, I mean, there's so many times, actually, I want you to come back because there's so many things that we could talk about. But I know that obviously strong bones at any age is a huge thing. And so I go and get my, I guess, is it my bone test? Is that what it's called?
Whatever they call it.
Exactly. So good. Yeah. I'm glad you don't know either. So to see if you have osteoporosis or not, and that's a big deal, correct?
Yeah. Well, sure, because you need bones to carry you, right?
Right.
But, you know, if you think about it, the astronauts, when they went out in space, they lost 1% to 2% of their bone every month. So when they were there for 6 months, they lost like 10, 15% of their bones. And that's because when you have zero gravity, you don't need any bones. You would turn into a jellyfish eventually because you don't need bones if you have nothing to carry. So when they come down, then what do they do to get the bone back? Well, they have to do enormous amount of strength-bearing exercise. And
never even know that. I mean, I knew that the gravity, but I didn't realize. So you can actually gain your bone density back, correct?
Yep. And there's research that shows that people in their 80s have built their bones back and built their muscles back, but they have to do strength-bearing exercise. So we're not talking about running. We're talking about weightlifting.
So everything is about weightlifting.
You know, here's another example. When people are super overweight, like obese people, tend to not have osteoporosis because they're lugging a lot of weight around. And most people who get osteoporosis and then get the bone break are people who are slim. So the lighter you are, the lighter your bones are going to be because your bones are built in response to stress, to bone stress, to heaviness, to weight. So if you need to build your bones, you got to do weight-bearing exercise, you've got to carry stuff around. You know, carry your groceries home. Don't put them in the car. Carry them. And
great. That, you know what? I was watching, there's a show on, I think, Netflix or something, of all these people that lived to be 100. Like, I mean, and they're all, like, still young, carrying all this, you know, weight stuff. And that's what keeps them young, right? They're walking up huge hills with all their luggage or all their groceries. That's what keeps them young, correct?
Yep. Well, that'll keep their bones strong.
Right.
Sure.
I don't know about young, but yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
They'll be tired, but they'll have good bones.
I carry my groceries.
I love it. So what, I mean, for our listeners, what is the underlying causes of osteoporosis then?
Well, fundamentally, not carrying enough weight. You know, there's nothing physical to do, you don't need a body. Body is made for physical activity.
Okay.
That's why you have a body, right? You could just be a spirit floating around if there's nothing to do.
Wow, this is a whole new. Okay, see, I mean, it's so simple. Like, our bodies are not, you know, we need to look at this logically. So which bones are particularly vulnerable to osteoporosis?
Well, you get it in the neck, you get it in the back, you get it in the joints, like especially the hip joints. Often when people say, oh, he broke his hip and then fell down. No, usually what happens is they fell down and broke their hip. But actually what happens is the bone breaks and then they fall down. So a lot of times when somebody falls and their hip's broken, it's because the hip broke first. And the bone broke because it became too porous and because they didn't have enough weight on it. And there's a couple of things that people need to do. They need to eat mineral-rich foods, which is basically whole foods, not white flour and white sugar and white oil. But they need to eat whole foods because the minerals are in the whole food. And you lose the minerals when you make white sugar. So that's not good for your bones because your bones are made out of minerals, calcium, magnesium. Boron, manganese. So you get those minerals from eating whole foods. But if you eat whole foods that are rich in minerals and you don't have weight bearing activity going on, then you're still going to lose your bones. The second thing is that you need the oils, omega-3s, actually inhibit the breakdown of your bones. Because your bones, you have cells in your bones that build the bone. And you have cells in your bones that break down bone, and it's always turning over. Bone is always turning over. And the omega-3 essential fatty acids will inhibit the bone breakdown cell. So they will keep your bones stronger just by what you eat. And the oils that you need to get to do that are, you find them in brown glass bottles, in a box, in the fridge, in the supplement section, in health food stores.
And what are they? Is the omega-3?
Yeah, well, they're omega-3 and omega-6 in the right ratio, more omega-3. It's called Udo's oil. That's my claim to fame. It's one of my claims to fame, actually.
I love it. Okay,
Been working with those since 1994. And then the other thing you don't want to do is smoke, drink, and eat toxic stuff, because that interferes with the job that your immune system does. And your immune system is also helpful in building your bone.
Okay, I like it. So Udo, you have your own supplement brands then, correct?
I have some. I've worked with oils mainly. I also work with digestive enzymes and probiotics, because digestion is the second most neglected area of nutrition. When you cook foods, you destroy the enzymes that are present in raw foods, and you kill the probiotics that are on raw foods. So you need to replace those. When your digestion doesn't work, not much works in your body, because you won't absorb all of your nutrients, and you'll even create toxicity in your own system. So I work with those.
Wow, so interesting. And okay, so talk to us about vitamin D. Is vitamin D good for your bones?
Vitamin D was thought, when I started working in health like over 40 years ago, they would say vitamin D is good for bones and teeth. And vitamin D is super important for bones and teeth. But vitamin D does everything else too, immune system and respiratory system and cardiovascular system, because every cell in the body has vitamin D receptors, because vitamin D is super, super important. In winter, a lot of people get deficient, and the darker your skin is, the less you get from sunshine. So vitamin D, I take 10,000 units of vitamin D every day. I live north of you. So we have, we have a winter season, we call it cold and flu season. We call that the vitamin D deficiency season, because you don't get colds and flus very much when you have enough sunshine to get enough vitamin D to keep it happening. And that's
right.
the immune system functions. Vitamin D are very important.
Yeah, so, I take 5,000 a day,
And it's interesting. Yeah. Years ago, I had a doctor that was on my show, a heart doctor, a cardiologist, and he was saying that, and I had no idea. I went to my doctor, and he said, everybody's, D deficient. And so I went there, and they were like, oh, yeah, you're D deficient. I'm like, why wouldn't of our doctors out here know? Because we live in California, they figure everybody is good. But
the doctors are not trained in nutrition. They're trained in pharmaceutical drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And
so that
I took a year of medicine. I left because they didn't. I asked my dean, what is health? He said, we don't know. We're working on it. But so I studied biological sciences, because in biological sciences, you're actually studying how normal creatures work in normal situations. That's called health. So you learn health in biology, but they don't call it that. I had to figure that out on my own. So I only took a year of medicine because I said, we were also told that we should always sound as though we know what's going on, even when we don't, which meant to me that you lie to your patients. And I said, no, I'm not going to make my living like that.
Yeah, I love it. You can tell that this is your passion. And so
I love that I get to do this.
This is your calling. We were just talking about this.
Yep.
Is your calling. I love it.
Yep.
Okay, I want to have you back, and I know that because there's so many more things, but what is one thing that you talked about carrying things, make sure that your body's working for you for sure, but I know you talk about a trampoline, like a mini trampoline. Is that good for bone health?
Yeah, the reason why the mini trampoline is good, when you bounce on it, because it bounces. Takes up all of like if you jumped off a chair, that's jarring, right? When you hit the ground, that's jarring. Well, the trampoline takes up that jarring, but you get just as much weight bearing exercise. So it's actually safer, especially if you have osteoporosis. The jarring might actually hurt you. So you get a mini trampoline because it takes up the weight, and then you just bounce on it. You start slowly. If you've got serious osteoporosis, you just like jiggle on it a little bit, and gradually increase it, because
I
you don't want to wreck yourself in trying to fix yourself.
I love it. Dr. Udo, I want you to send me some of your oils, and how do my listeners find them?
You have to send me your address.
Okay.
The listeners can find it, if they want to read about it, Udo's Choice, UDOSChoice.com is my website.
Okay.
And
Udo's
they can
Choice
read about
supplement.
Oils,
okay.
Enzymes, probiotics, greens there. That's what we work with. But if you want me to send you some oil, you need to send me your address.
I will do that right now as soon as I get off my show. And for our listeners, I want to make sure Dr. Udo's, all his information will be in my newsletter. So if you don't get my newsletter, text me right now or call me with your email. And we don't share it with anybody, but we share all of our guests that we have here. So I want you to have that. And again, Dr. Udo, I'm having you back because there's so many more things that I have questions for.
We have lots of things we can talk about.
I like it.
Yeah.
Please download our podcast. That is the Kim Pagano Show on all platforms. And also, let's connect on social. Thank you so much. All right. We are going to bring our next guest on. And of course, Judy Wilkins-Smith. She is world-renowned for family patterns, systemic work in constellations. She's an expert author, motivational speaker, and the founder of System Dynamics for individuals and for families. And it's really like a guide to transformation. Every human being is born to be remarkable. And that's really what my whole show is about, bringing out the best in who you are. And again, let's welcome Judy. Are you there?
I am. It's lovely to be with you today.
Thank you so much. I think you've been on my show before, haven't you?
I have.
I know. I love it. And so now I'm more equipped to learn a little bit more about the emotional DNA patterns that we have that, one, are from our families that we actually didn't even know, and now we could be more aware of them so we can change the way we react to different things, correct?
Exactly.
Yeah, I love it. So how do we find out what really sparks our soul and lights us up? And talk to us a little bit about that.
Okay, so interestingly enough, what really sparks our soul quite often begins with what really annoys, frustrates, irritates, or makes us sad. Those are the ways that we know to identify very quickly the things that we don't want or don't like. And that's often followed by, I wish, I want, I would like. And then we don't pay attention to it. But in all of those, I wish, I want, and I would like, are the pieces that become your purpose and the pieces that contain the way that you can become a change agent for all of those emotions that you've inherited, and you can make them strengths instead.
Wow. Okay. So when you see somebody that you admire, would that be like, you know, almost like, I want to be more like that person, or, you know, or God, that person's so loud and annoying. Explain the difference.
Yeah. Okay. So if the person's loud and annoying, think about what that is for you. Oh my goodness, that's such bad manners. We don't do that in my family. Okay. So they've just tweaked a part of your family that's telling you, we don't do that. And for me to belong, I must be nice and proper. And I can't be as loud as this person. Excuse me. Or we see somebody who's loud, but maybe not annoying, and we go, oh my goodness, they're so full of life. Look at that. That's amazing. It's the meaning that we make of what we see and what we encounter that creates the pattern. So anytime you have an event or what you've just described, you're immediately going to thoughts, feelings, and actions, and they are in response to the patterns that live in your family. Because if you do it the way that it is in your family and you're loyal to what's in your family, it makes you feel safe and good and you belong. But very often our biggest growth happens outside of our comfort zone. And we see that person you're talking about who is loud and annoying, and we're ghostly quiet. And we look at them and we go, well, you're annoying, but you know, I kind of like the way you stand up there and just have at it. And suddenly we begin to wonder, what might it be like if I wasn't so quiet? And that's the point at which we unlock what's got us stuck.
Wow. Okay. That's amazing. That's amazing, because we are trying to fit in what we have learned as a child all the way up to an adult. And then we're exposed to other people or other systems or other families. And we should be like, wow, that actually fits me better. But we didn't know that, because what you don't know, correct? Did I get it right?
Exactly, exactly. What you don't know, you don't know. But here's the thing. Here's the challenge to people, is if you want to find your spark, start challenging your assumptions. Well, you know, it's either love or money. Money is terrible. Really? Why? I can't have relationships because nobody in our family has relationships. Really? Is that the truth for you? So it's when we start challenging those assumptions that the brain goes, huh, wait a minute, there's a whole new world out there.
I love it. I love it. Okay, so this opens up so many things. You know, I guess you have to challenge yourself, correct, is what you're kind of saying. Is that correct?
I think you want to, for some people, the word challenge is heavy. So I would say you simply want to discover your real self.
Oh, I love that. Okay.
Yeah. If I allow myself to just do this differently, who might I become or what? Now you're no longer reliving ancient history and the history of your ancestors. You're fully present, and your predictable future just went out the window. Now you can start creating something new.
And so let me ask you a question. And for any of our listeners that are just tuning in, we've had some incredible guests. We always do. But of course, we're talking with Judy Wilkins-Smith. And we're really talking about designing our life, right?
Yes, absolutely. And we can, and we do, by the way. We do it all day long. We say, I'm miserable. And your life goes, okay. And so it stays miserable. What we make meaning of, yes, people will say, you haven't had these circumstances. It's not about the circumstances. It's about the meaning you make of the circumstances. And it's about what you do with those circumstances that changes everything.
You know, what's interesting is, and I would love for you to answer this a lot. I remember years ago, and of course, I've managed my mind in so many ways. I've learned to do that. Is I used to look at all the things that I didn't like or I couldn't do. And now I look at, does this make me happy? Ooh, yeah, it makes me happy. Now I want to put that on my, you know, on my list of things that I love. A lot of people know what doesn't make them happy, but a lot of people don't know what makes them happy. And so I've tried to shift that. So, ooh, yeah, let me try this on for, you know, like, right, for me, I walk every single morning. I mean, pretty much 99.9. And when I don't walk, I don't feel as good. And so I know that that's one of the things that makes my soul happy. Is that a correct way to do it?
That's a really good way to do it. In fact, interestingly enough, I decided probably a couple of days ago, I've just had a birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. And this particular birthday went wrong in just about every way it could. But wound up very, really good. And I went to bed that night and I thought, okay, for the next 365 days, every single day, I'm going to write down in a journal what went right today. And when I write down what went right today, I'm going to start seeing how capable I am, not how stupid I am or how inadequate I feel.
I like that.
Because we really sell ourselves a bill of goods. We're not as dumb as we often think we are. We're not. And so I decided, okay, here we go. We're going to do this 365-day journal, and I'm going to find out at the end of that all the things that went so right that I didn't even pay attention to.
Like a gratitude journal is what you're talking about. I love that.
It isn't. It's a gratitude journal, but it's a gratitude journal that's designed to show you that you have a map, that you're working the map, and that life is pretty darn good. So, yeah, it's a gratitude journal plus, I would say.
With acknowledgement of, like, yeah, life happens no matter what, correct?
Absolutely. Life happens. And if I look at it carefully, I'm going to see that in everything that was there in the last 364, 5 days, gosh, a lot of good went right. I accomplished a lot. And I don't get to start doing that in a trash talk because that's what sinks us.
I love it. So you talk about life as a creation, not a discovery, and to be a creator in your life. Talk to us, what are the tools of creation? I mean, obviously, like what you just said, that's a perfect thing. Take 365 days of your life and write what's working, right? I mean, is that what I heard?
You did. And that was a really, really good question. What are the tools of creation? So first thing to know is that we are creating every single day, usually not the very best things if we're not conscious of them, but we're creating all the time. Think of the times when you say to yourself, oh my goodness, you're so stupid, and your body cringes and you go hot and you flush and your stomach tightens and you're going, should never have done that, won't ever do that again. Oh my goodness, what was I thinking? And the whole body is with you. You've just created. All that I'm saying is, you know what? Why not do the same thing with it? Hey, look what I just did. We're not taught to champion ourselves. Look what I just did. That was awesome. I wonder how I'd do that again. What could I add to that? I'm feeling really good about it. When you're feeling really, really good about something, you are creating. And we want to do more of that.
Love it. I love it. So does this pattern belong to us or someone else? Like, how do we, you know, make us aware of what we're doing and get rid of the things that don't serve us.
Okay, so the first thing you do is you have a look at where you're really, really angry, sad, mad, frustrated, stuck, and you write down all your thoughts, feelings, and actions around that. Don't censor the words, because words are really important. They tell you what lives in your system. And once you've written that down, you know what needs to stop. By the way, to answer your earlier question, they're often not our emotions and our thoughts and feelings, but we sure wear them as though they were. So that's step one.
Got it. You know what, Judy? I'm going to have to have you back, because we're already at the end of our show. And there's so many questions. I know. I love this. I just want to share Judy Wilkins-Smith, Decoding Your Emotional Blueprint. I mean, how important is that? That's going to, like, give you a roadmap to how you want to be. And how do my listeners find you?
You will find me at judywilkins-smith.com, or Spotify, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, pretty much you name it, I'm there.
Thanks so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. And, of course, I've got tickets, if you haven't already gone, to the Great Junk Hunt over at the Ventura Fairgrounds. I've got tickets for you. Call in right now at 805-419-0008. You can text us there. And we'd love to get those tickets to you. And, of course, I end all of my shows with a moment of happiness. Don't count the days. Make those days count. And I'll talk to you next week.
Got it.